Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello and welcome to Trust Again from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name is Mark Tyrrell and I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. To get the best from this download session, please now make sure that you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down comfortably. And now, before you begin to relax very deeply, I'm just going to talk a little about the great advantages you'll gain from being hypnotically motivated to relax and trust people again in your life. If you feel you've been double-crossed and betrayed, or if someone has let you down badly, then it can feel as if you've been once bitten, twice shy, and can never trust again. But not being able to trust others puts you at a huge disadvantage. Lack of trust can spoil relationships and damage our self-esteem and the whole enjoyment of life. Of course, we have to be wary of others sometimes, because some people do con other people. But many people have genuinely good intentions. If we assume that everyone is out to betray us, or will inevitably let us down, then we begin to look for signs of this happening. And when we do this, we begin to see what we expect. Even if those things aren't there, of course. If someone is trustworthy, but you treat them as if they're not, then that lack of trust in itself can be enough to spoil the relationship. People who lose the capacity to trust talk about having been made a fool of, and they fear being made to look foolish by trusting the wrong person. But of course, you are not ultimately responsible for anybody else's behaviour. You're entitled to set your own rules about what is appropriate behaviour. If you've taken care to ensure that people you're involved with know what your standards are, and it's best never just to assume that they do, because you need to always tell them, and then the other person shows themselves to be untrustworthy, you have still held your rules firm and constant and been true to yourself. What they do is down to them, and they can never make a fool of you. To trust someone requires faith and also expectation. When we trust someone, we feel and expect they should behave in certain ways. And they know that you're expecting this. This takes faith. When people act in ways which are at great odds with our expectations, we feel badly let down. The danger then comes from assuming that everyone will treat us the same way in the long run. As you repeatedly relax and listen to this download, you'll find yourself instinctively trusting people in an appropriate way. Not blindly, but being fair and objective to them, and getting good results from the vital benefits healthy trusting relationships can bring you. Now, as you prepare to relax very deeply, you can just close your eyes if you haven't already. That's it. And consider, for a moment, the old adage, treat others not in a way that you think is worthy of them, but in ways that are worthy of you. And as you think of the reason you're listening to this, the kind of person you really want to be, and the way you want to be able to treat people, being genuine and honest with them, being the best of who you can be here and now, just beginning to let yourself relax into a comfortable state of instinctive learning by taking some slower, deeper breaths, ensuring your in-breath is full and deep, and your out-breath is slow and smooth. And as you breathe fully and deeply, like this, you can really make each out-breath a little smoother and a little slower as you relax deeply. That's it. And breathing like this, taking 5 or 6 full, deep breaths, really lets the body know it's time to relax. And as those facial muscles soften and those shoulder muscles loosen now, you can just consider what it's like to imagine the number 5 floating in space before you, glowing slightly with a particular color, maybe blue, maybe gold. Just visualizing the number 5 in your mind as you relax deeper. And as that breathing sinks into its own comfortable rhythm, that 5 could melt into a 4 of a different color, relaxing more with each number. As you go deeper still, those arms feeling ever so heavy with relaxation. Four that could become a 3 in your mind. What a 3 looks like. And the color could change again. That's it. All the way down in 2, a state of deep comfort. So 2 can change into 1 that can let your unconscious know it's time to learn about being honest and real and having your own standards of conduct and behavior that let you be your best and participate fully in your life. And once upon a time, a beautiful river was winding its way through the mountains and down through the hills, picking up speed and happily traveling on its way. But one day, it found the channel getting narrower and shallower, and the territory was becoming harder to cross. And the river began to worry. What would happen to it as it reached the great dry desert. For it just didn't know how to cross over the insuperable barrier. And all of a sudden, the river heard the voice of the wind. "Allow me to carry you up and transport you safely to the other side of this desert, where you can continue your journey." "But how can I trust you?" said the river. "I do not know you, and besides, how could I be carried such a vast distance and still keep my identity?" And the wind replied, "You are in an impossible situation here. This desert is too dry and too vast for you to cross it by yourself, and I am the only one that can help you. Now, you can stay here and live a short and empty life, dry and barren, without friendship. Or you can be bold and allow yourself to trust me. When I say there is new life for you, just across the sands. And whether you know it or not, you trust in the world around you every day. You fully trust in the ground to support you. You fully trust in the sun to rise. You fully trust in your lungs to breathe and your heart to beat. That someone you like will make you smile. And your ability to fully trust people comes from you making a decision about whether someone is safe or not. And it's as if you have a trust meter inside you. And if a shifty-looking salesman tries to sell you some cheap electronic goods, your trust meter can accurately show you to steer clear of him. And when you first meet someone and you're still finding out about them, your trust meter can just be somewhere in the middle. Maybe you're happy to tell them about yourself to some extent, but you wouldn't lend them your house keys. And then, only after some time has gone by, when you really get to know someone properly, that trust meter can go all the way up to deep trust. And even as it does, you can notice that it's still connected to what's going on. Because much as you trust your heart to beat, if you notice it beating in a funny way, you go to the doctor and check it out. And much as you can trust someone deeply and fully, you still pay attention and ensure all continues to be well between you. And sometimes that trust meter can get set at an artificially low level for a while to try to protect you, while the learnings from a time when you were deceived are processed. And it's natural for that to happen for a short while. As you reorientate to who it's appropriate to trust deeply, and who it's wise to be more wary of. But intimacy and connection are so very important and nourishing. And your unconscious can ensure that when it's time now, that trust meter can be reset to an appropriate and reasonable level again, where you can take care to protect yourself and take care to allow yourself to open up again, step by step, and welcome the warmth of intimacy and deep connection with people you objectively know can be trusted, and really benefit from the connections and life they offer you. And you can just feel that trust meter rising to a more appropriate level right now. And I'd like you to think of a time when you know that old difficulty you've had of not trusting people appropriately got in the way of a healthy relationship, where, objectively speaking, there was every reason to trust that person, but that old limit stops you fully participating in the relationship. And you can just think of that time from the outside, seeing yourself and that person back then. And then I'd like you to consider how raising your inner trust meter to an appropriate level gives you the freedom to enjoy the benefits of the relationship fully. And you can notice the shift in your facial expression, the way you stand, the quality of your interactions with that person, as you find yourself able to trust appropriately, and only as fast as you set that level just right and hear it lock into place, and see the way the two of you relate, being so much more warm and healthy, would I like you to find yourself drifting right inside yourself, so you can experience this new freedom from the inside now. That's it. Really seeing what would have happened in this time if things had been this natural and easy. As you hear your voice and feel this openness and appropriate and objective trust that's so very important to live a full and healthy life. As you notice all the different benefits now. And you can send this feeling from this past time all the way towards the present and on into the future. And see yourself really being able to open up appropriately more and more in the future and enjoy the benefits as you trust objectively in people, just as you trust they will make you smile, just as you trust yourself to breathe, for that heart to beat, and for the sun to rise. That's it. And as the river heard the words of the wind, it allowed itself to be carried up into the air and transported across the desert in soft, white clouds, scudding along in the breeze to a distant mountainside, where it fell a sweet and gentle rain, and so was able to continue its journey into a land of fertile growth, merging and joining with new streams of life, as it wound its way on, with a new certainty and hope deep inside you. And as you bring these learnings back with you, and your own knowledge of how to be honest with people and participate fully in life, you can begin to return to the here and now, coming up from 1 to 2, and just reorientating to the here and now, and 3, coming all the way back now, and 4, feeling refreshed and alert, and 5, and eyes open wide awake. Excellent. And remember, the more you relax to this download, the more benefits you're going to notice, as you really start to appreciate the difference your new level of trust has made in your life. And remember also to check out other useful and associated sessions from hypnosisdownloads.com, such as Insecurity in Relationships and Love Again. My name is Mark Tyrrell of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you for listening, and the best of luck to you.